would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
John Forward here, recording from the patio outside my Airbnb room on lovely Duluth Street East in Montreal. I'm on day one of a little bit of a trip, seeing some stuff, doing some stuff. I arrived last night. There's going to be lots of background noise on this. I don't know how this is going to sound. It's going to be an editing nightmare. Flew in from Fredericton last night. It was $100 cheaper to get here than from St. John for some reason. Landed, sat on the runway for about 20 minutes waiting for a parking spot for the plane. And I've only flown a few times. I usually don't have a problem with it. But sitting on the runway, the wind was blowing and it was kind of gently rocking the plane back and forth, making me feel a little seasick. And I had to pee, but they insist on leaving the seatbelt light on, even though we're parked on the runway. I probably could have just got up and then done my business and got back to my seat, but I held it until we got to the airport, and then I peed. And then I took a $50 cab ride to get here. My Airbnb is a private room in an apartment. It appears that nobody lives here, but there are three separate Airbnb rooms. There are shoes. I haven't seen anybody else, but I think there are other people in the other rooms. I heard some rustling this morning before I got out of bed. It's a place to sleep. It's a lot cheaper than a hotel would be. I'm here for 6 days, and it's $230, I think. Got a room. I got a nice private patio that I'm on right now. It's a little bit dirty. The blanket on the bed has, I'm sure it's been washed, but there are some conspicuous splotchy stains. If you want to see the evidence of that, look on my Instagram. So that's a little disappointing. I was not underneath the blankets anyway. I was just on top because it's very hot and sticky here in July in Montreal. In fact, I just got back from the pharmacy to buy some baby powder so I can splash a little bit of that onto my taint and scrotum region, so as to not get too chafed when I'm walking around for the rest of the day, which has been an issue in the past when I've come to Montreal. So making that happen. So last night I arrived, wasn't really sure what the game plan was. The Fantasia Film Festival is going on this week. I had attempted to get some tickets for some movies. I'm going to a few things. There was one last night starring what's that guy's name? It's not Sam Neill. That's the guy from Jurassic Park. The guy with the deep voice and it's not a handlebar mustache. That's what Brian Giles has, but it's the kind of mustache that is often miscalled handlebar. I forget what it's actually called. Anyway, I think it was called the Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot or something, which would have been cool to see, but that was sold out, so I didn't get tickets to that. So I showed up at the Airbnb, did a quick Google search to find a pharmacy so that I could get some earplugs, because this is kind of a busy street and I did not want to be woken up. It actually quieted down quite a bit by the time I got back here, so I'm not sure if it was necessary, but better safe than sorry. I got some earplugs and just decided to keep on walking down Saint Laurent, and just to see what was going on. Just most notably, gorgeous women left and right. Oh my God, Saint John is a homely city. Ogling all over the place. I apologize. Hopefully I didn't make anyone uncomfortable, but I just can't help myself. Walking around looking for something to do. I don't know any of these places. I don't really know where I was. I saw a couple of goth people get out of a cab, and I was going to kind of follow them to see where they were going. They went into a restaurant, and I wasn't hungry. I had had some ketchup chips here on the patio when I first arrived. I first went to a convenience store looking for earplugs, and then realized, yeah, this is not the right place for that. All they have is booze and snacks, so I got some snacks. And then just went for a walk around. The first place I went to was a whiskey slash beer place. I forget what it was called. I probably checked in on Facebook anyway. I got myself a fancy old-fashioned called a Nucky Johnson. I'm not sure why they don't call it a Nucky Thompson. It said something in French about Atlantic City. I assume it's a Boardwalk Empire reference. It was interesting to watch them make it. They've got the big, like, round ice balls. I'm not sure how those are made, but they fill up the glass, and it was quite a process of them making this thing. Not a huge fan. I'm mostly a bourbon person, so I was not a huge fan. There's some bourbon and scotch in this drink, which it was what it was. But they scooped out a couple of lumps of, I think one of them was cinnamon and something else, and they put it on a wooden plank and got a full-on blowtorch and, like, burned it, and then put the glass upside down over top of it to kind of catch the smoke, and then slipped the coaster under it to keep the smoke in the glass with the ice, and turned it over and poured all the stuff in there. It was pretty fancy. It was a $20 drink. It was a bit excessive, but watched four young dudes attempting to play some jazz. It was okay. So that was, I was killing time because I just did like a Google Maps, like, what's the nightlife around here? And I had just walked by a spot called, let me look at my phone, the TRH Bar. And according to Google, it says, unpretentious punk rock watering hole with music, events, and an indoor skate bowl. Which sounded interesting, but most of the some of the bars don't open until 10 o'clock here, so I had to kill a half hour. So I went to the whiskey place. I went into Madonna Pizza, and the air was thick with fruit flies in there. It was kind of gross, and the pizza was mediocre. And then I headed into this alleged punk rock watering hole to hear loud dance music. Three people on a bit of a dance floor. There was the a skate bowl, which was like a skateboard bowl shaped thing, and a bunch of drunk dudes just trying it out. I think two out of the 10 of them actually knew how to skateboard. Everybody was falling down. It was kind of funny. If I wasn't there alone, if there was the least amount of peer pressure, I would have probably tried it, and I would have for sure fallen down and thrown out my back, which wouldn't have been fun on the first night of a 6-day trip. So I abstained. I kind of watched from the sidelines for a bit and just watched everybody take turns, giving it a go, swoop down, fall down. Nobody seemed to be getting hurt, but they were all at least 10 years younger than me. I was feeling a little weird, so I left there, and, where did I go next? I ended up, going back to, I said Pink Bar when I was texting, May. Anyway, I decided, and I told May what was going on. She told me to do not skateboard, and I wasn't going to anyway, but come on, I'm on vacation, I can be stupid. I ended up leaving there and going to another spot where a Linkin Park tribute band was playing. Not a huge fan of Linkin Park. I was when I was in high school. I had that first album, Hybrid Theory, and was pretty into it at the time when I was like 17 years old. I find it odd that young kids are super into stuff that I liked when I was 17. But I guess people older than me would be like, oh, you like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin? That's what I listened to when I was in high school. I don't know if it's the same thing. It's kind of sad if it is. But the place was packed and everybody was singing along to every song. I recognized only a handful of them. During the break in between sets, everybody was super pumped when they started playing Last Resort by Papa Roach and Faith by Limp Bizkit, or singing along, which is just weird because they would have been like 5 years old when those songs came out. And is Papa Roach still making albums? I don't even know. So it's just perplexing that people know this. And everybody was super pumped. Lots of French and English, terrible stage banter. I couldn't really understand the French. I've got a little bit of French background, but I haven't used it much since high school. So not so good. I can get by if I have to. But I checked that out for a little while and was not digging it. It wasn't bad. I'd rather listen to Linkin Park cover songs than dance music somewhere. But had a couple of drinks and then started heading back to crash out. Noticed that the wiggle room was on the way back to my Airbnb. That's where I'm going to be doing a set on Wednesday. I think I came in on the tail end, like the curtain call at the end of the night of, I think it was a burlesque show or something. They were just reintroducing all of the people that had performed that night. And, some scantily clad ladies. I observed that for about 5 minutes and then headed back and crashed out. Woke up this morning, had a shower in the filthy shower here at the Airbnb, and then not cooperating. My laptop was not cooperating and needed to do some big update, which took a really long time. Went to go get a coffee across the street at something Garcel Cafe or something. Had an Americano, slice of banana bread. I've got a show tonight at McLean's Pub, which is Montreal Comedy Works or something is a big deal here. They burned down or something, so they've got these satellite shows going at different spots. I looked up McLean Pub last night to kind of get a vibe on what kind of a room it is. It's kind of an Irish bar or a pub of some sort, but it's the Montreal Comedy Works, so I'm not really sure what to expect for this. Don't know what kind of turnout it's going to be. Don't know what people are expecting. So when I was having my coffee, I figured out what I was going to do for a set. And got that down. I'm going to practice it a bit more this afternoon. But I think for now I'm going to go get something to eat for lunch. And then there's these nice little bike rental hubs all over the city. So I think I'm going to get one of those to head down to before the comedy show. I'm going to my first thing on the Fantasia Film Festival. I'm going to see a movie called Chuck Steele, Night of the Trampires. So that should be interesting. And that's it for now. I'll check in again tomorrow, maybe, and give us an update on how McLean's and Chuck Steele went today. Signing off, this has been John Forward. So, day two. This is Sunday. I landed on Friday night, so yesterday was a bit of an up and down. It started out pretty good after I was done recording this, or possibly before. I don't remember the timeline. Went across the street to the Garcon place, which I do remember talking about yesterday, so that must have been before the podcast. Then later on, I went down for lunch at some barbecue place. I forget the name of it. It's on the Instagram if you want to go back and look. I didn't understand exactly what the sign said. I got some sort of poutine that I understood would have chicken in it. I reluctantly got the smaller version, the $9, as opposed to the $14, thinking I might regret it. Maybe that won't be enough to sustain me. But I got it, and it was a gigantic plate of poutine with a full chicken leg and thigh cut up on top of it, and a full smoked sausage cut up on top of it, and it's already a poutine. I struggled to force it into my gullet, but it was very good, so I choked down every last bit of it. And then I made up for it by just going for a walk in the Parc La Fontaine. Some nice water there, some ducks. Again, more beautiful ladies to respectfully look at without making them uncomfortable, hopefully. I was wearing sunglasses. They can't see where I'm looking. So I walked around. It was very hot and humid. I tried to get out of the sun, and I sat in on a children's puppet show that was going on inside some little box in the middle of the park about T-Goose and how he's going camping, and him and his lady friend are going camping. I didn't understand all of it because it was in French, and the T-Goose voice was kind of odd on top of that. It kind of sounded like a cross between Donald Duck and the sound it makes when you like pull a zipper up really quick. So, and it was in French, so I didn't... It wasn't a very deep story. I'm not sure how much effort gets into the writing for something like that. The stupid kids watching it, they didn't really... They could see what was happening, but I don't know how invested in the story they were. They weren't a great audience, to be honest. There was lots of talking, lots of getting up and, "Papa! Papa! Papa!" A little bit of that. And a couple of parents that were way too into it. Like, it was cute for what it was, and I was happy to be out of the sun. I probably looked like a pedophile because I was there by myself in a room full of kids and parents, but whatever. I enjoyed the puppet show. But some of the parents were watching it like with their mouths agape, as if just mesmerized the way that you would expect a child to be, but their kid didn't care. I don't know if they were just trying to put that out there to enhance the viewing experience for the kid and kind of mirror kind of what the normal reaction to something. I don't know. It was okay. But it was very hot. I got my steps in for sure. I did like almost 22,000 steps yesterday. Oh, I'm going to come back to St. John looking like a model. I'm going to be so jacked from walking around getting my steps. I spent the afternoon in the park, and I was supposed to go see my first Fantasia Film Festival film. It was called, Chuck Steele, Night of the Trampires. It's a stop-motion thing. It looked like it was probably going to be bad, but it might have been funny. It was supposed to be at 4:45. After just getting back from the park and just laying in bed staring at the ceiling, listening to some music for about an hour to recharge my batteries, I hopped on one of the Bixie rental bikes. I left at 4. Google Maps told me it was about a 17-minute bike ride, so I figured that was giving me plenty of time to get there, but it's hard to follow Google Maps directions just with the audio. Without being able to look at the screen, I was going the right way for most of it, but as soon as I hit the first roadblock, there was a bunch of construction, and they also had like blocks of streets blocked off for some sort. It might have been for Just for Laughs. I'm not sure what was going on, but my phone didn't deal well with the detours, and it kept telling me to turn down streets that didn't exist, and I realized later that every time I stopped to look at my phone and confirm I was going in the right direction, it would add a stop to my trip, so I'd drive past it, and then it would bring me around in a circle back to the same place. And at one point, I just I gave up on it. It was about 4:40, so 5 minutes before the hour-long movie was supposed to start. I just said, F this. I parked the bike in one of the docks because I'm being charged by the hour for it, and I'm just going to walk the rest of the way. So I parked the bike. 5 minutes to showtime. I am still a 20-minute walk away from where I'm supposed to be. So I gave up on that. I was pretty upset, frustrated. I was very, very thirsty. The bike ride just, and I'm just pouring sweat. I was a little dehydrated, and I just wanted something to drink. I went into a Jean Coutu and bought a bottle of Powerade and chugged that in about 2 minutes, and then I just went in the mall and enjoyed the air conditioning and was pissy that I missed the movie and that the stupid directions on my phone wouldn't work. And I realized I was on, once I got on the street that that the place was on, I should have just stopped with the phone and looked at the numbers on the buildings and used my brain for a little bit instead of trying to listen to my headphones tell me where to go. Yeah, I was pretty miserable. I'm sitting in the mall. I'd missed the movie. My shirt is completely soaked through at this point. And I've got like 4 hours to kill before the show at the McLean's pub. This is like a satellite show for the Montreal Comedy Works, which burned down, or well, the bar next to it burned down and they got water damage, so they're doing these satellite location shows. So I'm just fuming in the mall, like, ugh, I'm so tired and I missed my movie and I'm soaking wet. Perfect conditions to do a comedy show. And then just, you know, walking through the park in that part of town and going over my set, like trying to get ready for the show, but in a real bad mood. And yeah, I just walked around, and then I started feeling self-conscious about doing the show wearing my ratty cargo shorts that I had on. You know, I don't know how serious of a rule or if anyone cares, but there's just this thing. You're not supposed to do stand-up comedy wearing shorts, is a thing that I've heard. I don't know if it matters or not, but I was in Montreal and wanted to be cool, so I didn't want to do my comedy set in shorts. So it's like 7 p.m. though, and most of the shops are closed. I'm looking for a place where I can get some pants. The Foot Locker was the only thing that was open. I got some pants that sort of fit. They were good enough. But then I realized, oh, well, shit, I've got to do something with my shorts. I should have brought my new man bag that, May made for me after, you know, my original man bag was stolen out of my car, as discussed on the Freddie G episode of St. John Forward Radio. So, I asked for a bag from the Foot Locker, and all they had left were gigantic pillow-sized paper bags, which is not convenient to carry around all night. I didn't know where the night would take me. I didn't want to be out hitting the club with this gigantic Foot Locker bag. But I didn't want to just throw away my shorts. Probably could have. So I went into the H&M separately just to see if... I looked in a few places looking for like a tote bag or something a little bit more reasonable to carry around than this gigantic thing. I ended up buying a tote from H&M that said in big letters on it, "The only rule in fashion is recycle your clothes." Which is a good message. I would have preferred just a plain old tote without a message on it at all. It was either that or like a green camouflage one, which also didn't seem ideal. And then, so I ordered another fountain pop from the Subway because I was still thirsty, and chugged that down, and just trying to figure out how I'm going to kill time. I'm looking at my phone to, you know, I'm just trying to look up the guy that put me on the show so that when I... Well, I'm looking him up on Facebook so that I can find him when I get there. He's one of those people that doesn't have any pictures of himself on his public profile, which is annoying, so I didn't know who it was. Not an issue. When I arrived at 8 o'clock for the 8:30 show, he was the only one there, and he was at the door, and he recognized me. Sat down and met some of the comics, and they seemed cool. They were friendly, welcoming. And the show got started, though. It was a little thin of an audience to start out with, but it picked up a bit. I think by the time the show got started, there was probably about 20 people there. A little spread out, but went up and yeah, it was a good show. I went up first after the host, and thought I did pretty well. The comics, the ones that heard my set, seemed impressed and stroked my ego a little bit. And I recorded it on my phone. I was thinking about editing it in here for history's sake. I had my phone in my pocket, so it's not a great recording, but I don't think it was that great. I could have done a few more minutes, but I kind of planned out what I was doing. I rushed through it. It was already heavily edited to get down to the 5 to 7 minutes mark, and I think I edited too much out, and even with what I had planned, I skipped over a couple of parts. Nobody noticed, but these are the things that I think about after a set that could have been so much better. But, you know, last night I was feeling pretty high and mighty that I had just destroyed it. By listening back to the audio, not so much. It was okay. The laughs weren't as great as I remember, but it could be just a bad recording. Like I said, my phone was in my pocket, so... But, I could do better, so... But I still, after the miserable afternoon that I had doing well at the comedy show and meeting the comedy guys, it was a fun time. And, rekindled my spirit. Got back to the Airbnb around 1 a.m. and remembered that I had not eaten anything for supper since my daytime poutine, and mostly I just, my stomach was full of orange pop and blue Powerade. So I decided to go back out for a walk for about an hour, got some pizza, watched some people, took some notes on some funny things that I observed that might turn into a bit at some point. Maybe tonight even. I'm doing the Glove Drop show here in Montreal, which I'm still not... No, it's the first time it's happening. Nobody last night really knew anything about it. It's kind of far away. I think it's like a half-hour drive, so I'll probably get an Uber. It's raining out. I'm not going to try the bike. It's Bring Your Own Beer, so this may be just at somebody's apartment. I'm not sure. But looking forward to it. Some of the comedians told me that there's an open mic at McLean's pub tonight. That's where I did the show last night, and that I should come by. So I might try to do both. This is a show up and sign up on the sheet at 9:30 type deal. So I might try to do that. We'll see how I'm feeling after the weirdness that could ensue at the Glove Drop show. This afternoon, I'm going to another movie, something, Monsters or whatever. I think it might be a collection of short films. It's raining out, but I've got a raincoat. That one's about a 20-minute walk. I think I'll just walk to it so that I don't get lost, and that's where I'm at. I'll check in again tomorrow for anybody that's listening to this. Day 3 Montreal report. I'm just going to bang this thing out so that I can get in the shower and get on with my day. This is Monday, the 23rd, technically the first day of my vacation. Feels like I've been here for a week, but it's only been a few days. Yesterday afternoon, I successfully managed to find my first Fantasia Film Festival location after having missed the movie the day before because I got lost. I took the bike down to see the presentation was called Monstre et Autres, Monstre et Autres Horreurs. Monsters and Other Horrors, if you can't figure that out from the context. It was a collection of short films, mostly to do with monsters and other horrors. It was pretty hit or miss, which was fine. There wasn't anything that was just awful. There was a couple of the French shorts that were not subtitled, and I kind of sort of understood what was going on, but there's one in particular that... there was some punchlines in it that got some laughs from the room that I didn't really entirely understand what the person said, so I didn't get that as much. There was some really good ones. There was some that I like the idea of a short film that tells a whole story in a short amount of time, but there was a couple of them that is just like, I'm gonna mess around with this computer animation software, and here's the thing, and then, oh, that looks cool, and then the end. And there isn't really an arc to it. It's just like an intro to something. I don't know. It's probably just... That's probably how it works. You make a short. You're only... I don't know how that works. If that's just all they could afford to make, or that, like... I know making movies costs money, I guess, in theory. I'm just used to the Hovland and the Hard Times productions having pretty much zero budget. Except to get the big stars. But, I don't know. It's just, some of them just seemed like a half-finished, like, hey, here's a little taste, give me some money so I can make the full length, is kind of what it seemed like. But I don't know why I'm trash-talking it. I don't have a film in a film festival. I don't have shit. So anyway, that was a fun time. And came back and got some tacos for supper, and then headed over to the other side of town for the Glove Drop comedy show, which was something that somebody posted in our New Brunswick stand-up group. That hey, there's this new show happening in Montreal. If anybody wants a spot, which I just happened to be like, oh, I'm actually in Montreal for that weekend. I will take a spot and. It was in an MMA gym, a little bit out of the way from everything else, it seemed like, and literally zero audience members except for the comedians that were performing on the show, and I used the word show liberally. It was just weird. Everybody just went up and bombed a bit, some less than others. No ego stroking for me. That not like the Saturday show at McLean's, because I don't know, I did a longer version of the same set, nobody was patting me on the back. Well, I got some laughs from the other comics. I don't think I did badly, not given the situation of the show, but and then I tagged along with I think everybody that was on that show pretty much ended up going back to McLean's pub for another open mic. This is the same place that I had performed at on Saturday. This was an actual sign up and go up on the open mic. I hitched a ride with some of the other comics, and we missed an exit or something and had to do a bit of a detour, so... The one guy that there wasn't room in the car for, he actually got there before us and called in to have us added to the list. He misheard my name over the phone as John Abb, J-O-N-A-B. So I went in and corrected it with the full John forward. But I was like number 15 on the lineup. Everybody was doing 5-minute sets. And there was a handful there. I think there might have been... two or three people that were there to watch. The rest were all comics, and it was what it was. There was a wide range of abilities on display. I'll say that is the polite way. There were some people that were pretty good, but nobody was, like, amazing, because it's not a good audience, so it's hard to judge how good anybody really did. I was gonna cheat and bust out some greatest hits or something just to kind of impress everybody, but I decided not to. I'm in Montreal. I'm doing a show up and sign up open mic. Let's do open mic thing, and I just farted out some stuff that that I had written the night before. I came back to the Airbnb on Saturday night at 1 o'clock and forgot that I hadn't eaten supper, so went out for a pizza and wrote down some stuff. I may have mentioned this yesterday. So I went up on stage and did a short little thing that I'd done before, and then just farted out this a list of observances that I had written down on my phone, just to see what sticks. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the recording to see if anything got laughs. I think there might have been a couple, so maybe that will turn into a bit someday, maybe not. But that's what an open mic is for, just fart something out and see what works and what doesn't, and then fix it and try it again. So, doing the work. Today, what am I doing? I'm going to see Sorry to Bother You, the movie. It's not part of the festival, but it's something I wanted to see that isn't playing in St. John, and I don't know if it ever will be, so I'm going to check that out, and then later on, I am going to another movie that is part of the festival. It's Bleach, which is a live-action movie of a Japanese anime show that May and I watched and enjoyed, so that's going to be good. And then I've got a show at the Blue Dog or something tonight, and I've got like 10 to 12 minutes, so I need to... I still haven't really decided what I'm going to do for that. I don't know if I should just try the set that I had been doing, because I did the longer version of it last night at the glove drop thing, but hard to gauge success on that with doing it to four comedians. But I don't know. Still don't know what I'm doing on Wednesday at the Wiggle Room either, but we'll pull it together and I'll do something, and worst case scenario, I'm probably not going to be the worst person on the show, and they'll just forget all about me if I am. So, whatever. Let's do this. I'm going to have fun, and I'll do whatever I think is the funnest thing to do in the moment. Signing off. Until tomorrow. Montreal Day 4. This is going to be my first actual day off from having to work or perform, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's just, I've been doing other stuff, but just the knowing I've got a show coming up tonight, what am I going to do, how long do I have, it just... makes the rest of the day slightly less enjoyable. I like actually doing the show, but the whole lead up to it, not so much. I'm still sounding all melancholy. I'm actually in a nice mood here out on the deck. It's not too hot today. There's a nice breeze going. The police rolled up in front of the cafe in front of me. I assume because there was a homeless man sitting on their bench out front with a tall can of something alcoholic, I imagine. And I was expecting maybe a bit of an episode, but he just saw them coming and got up and moved along to benches elsewhere, I guess. And then the police had a nice interaction with another guy that was standing around, and everybody seemed to be having an okay time. Well, I guess, except maybe for the homeless guy that was getting drunk on the cafe bench. He's probably not doing okay, but he did not get a police beat down, I'm happy to report. So, I'll work my, what did I do yesterday? After, first thing I did yesterday was, went to go eat some lunch at, La Belle et la Bouffe. And, I wanted a, blue cheese cheeseburger. The three blues were three different kinds of things that have blue cheese in it, but, one of the three blues was not available, so they replaced that with a slice of goat cheese. Made for a very good but sloppy burger. I had to, there's a really weird dude riding by on his bike right now. He's got something sticking out of his head. Anyway, that's probably offensive. Anyway, great burger. Had to eat it with a knife and a fork because it was sloppy and I didn't want blue cheese all in my beard. And went to see the movie Sorry to Bother You just at the regular movie theater. You should go watch it. It was, I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't know much about it going in and it made me feel different after the movie. There's just, I don't know, I'd had a little bit of smoke before that. That's probably part of it. But I've never seen a movie quite like that before, and it was good. That's all I'm going to say about it, because the less you know about it going in, the better, usually. What else did I do? So after the movie, I had a few hours to kill downtown because I was going to the international premiere of the movie Bleach. That was at like 6 o'clock, so I had a few hours to kill in the afternoon. Just kind of did a bit of a walk around. I was going to go to the museum, but I got there at 4:30 and they closed at 5, and there's 5 buildings worth of stuff to look through. That's something that I might do today if I can get my myself on the go. I gotta put up the podcast, the Freddie G episode of St. John Forward Radio, would have aired last night. Forgot to do a live check-in video. Hopefully people listen to it, but the podcast will be out. Oh man, that guy looks weird. I don't know what the story is on the weird guy. It's kind of freaking me out, but he's probably got something wrong with him, and I'm being insensitive by being horrified at the sight of him. Anyway, I couldn't get into the museum. I could have, but a half hour wasn't enough time. So I just found a bench somewhere, and I ran through my set for the show I was doing last night at the Blue Dog. Did something different than what I'd done on the previous couple of shows, and went over that for a couple hours. I, again, probably could have found something more fun to do than talking to myself in an alley. Anyway, went to eat at some sort of chain spicy chicken restaurant dealy. I got a bowl of slops. So it was a good time. Then I went to Bleach. This is based on a Japanese manga, also an anime TV show. I haven't watched a lot of anime. My dear wife May, she's into that stuff, and there's only a handful that I've really taken a deep dive into, and Bleach was one of them. And it was cool going to see the international first time outside of Japan premiere of the movie. The director was there, and they gave him some sort of an award, and it was a really good movie. I enjoyed it. I'm not sure how much of it is just kind of pushing like nostalgia buttons, because I remember watching the show, and it was like, oh, it's like on that. So I don't know how it holds up on its own, but I really enjoyed it. And then took an Uber straight over to the Blue Dog show. I had a half hour to get there, and it would have been a half hour walk, and I didn't want to risk getting lost and being late. By the time I got there, there was only the bartender and 2 people, I think. They were both comedians or comedy adjacent. I had to poop out that spicy chicken slop bowl, and there was two bathrooms, and neither of them had an outside door or a door for the stall. So what I'm saying is I had to take a shit in a toilet that, like, I could see the hallway from where I was sitting on the toilet. Anybody that walked by would have seen my wiener, for sure, when I stood up to pull my pants down or back up. Luckily, I sound like Elmer Fudd. Luckily, it was a quick poop, and I was out of there, and nobody discovered me. I realized afterwards that one of the bathrooms did actually have an outside door. It was kind of rickety and just blended in with the wall, but... Yeah, so I was at the show earlier than was necessary. They had bumped the start time up to 9:30. I think it actually got started like 9:45. Pretty thin crowd. I have bad luck. Whenever I go somewhere, it's not usually a good week. The Just for Laughs is cutting into all of these shows. Last night, Todd Glass was literally doing a show right across the street from us, so that's hard to compete with. Once the show actually got started, there was about a dozen non-comedian audience members, so it wasn't too bad, and I did all right. I didn't record that one. And then I just hung out, and I don't know. It just, I felt good doing the set and doing well, and I had kind of the shaky hands afterwards, but just standing around waiting for the rest of the comics to go off. I kind of wanted to leave, but I, just because I'd had a long day of walking around, and just wanted to go back to the Airbnb, but wanted to stick around, and, you know, I wanted to see everybody, and it was an okay show overall, but I don't know, for the number of hours that, like, I was only on stage for less than 10 minutes, but I'd spent probably a couple hours that day going over the set, and I was at the show for a couple hours, so it was kind of a big time investment, and I was walking home last night and not feeling that the investment was worth it as much. I don't know. I'm probably just getting homesick out here on my own in a whole other time zone, recording a podcast on a deck, because I don't know anybody else here. But another few days. Today I'm going to another Fantasia Festival movie this afternoon. I forget what it's called. I should have had my phone open so that I could check, but it's about an actress and a disfigured comedian who are making some sort of connection while they're filming a horror movie of some sort. It seems interesting, so I'm going to go see that. Tonight, later on, I'm going to go see my first Just for Laughs show. I'm going to see Michael Ian Black and Nick Thune. And originally, I was supposed to go to Big J. Okerson tonight, too, but that got moved to tomorrow. So that opens up my later evening. There is a comedy show going on somewhere in town, but I think I just want to take... I'm still going to watch a comedy show, but I don't know. I want to take the night off from performing and just enjoy myself. I might see what's going on in the 10:30, 11 o'clock range for the festival. And I'll report back tomorrow. This has been John Forward. Montreal, day 5. Just gonna bang this one out. I have, my interest in recording these daily updates has waned. Day 5, one more to go. Didn't have any, didn't perform on any comedy shows yesterday, which was a nice break. What did I do? I just took it easy for the most part, for a good part of the day, and then, had it all timed out. I walked down to to the theater to see another Fantasia Film Festival thing called Chained for Life. It's about actors on the set of a horror movie, and one of the actors has some strange face condition and looks weird, and just about him and the budding relationship with an actress on the thing. So that was all right. What was not all right was I had this all timed out. It was I decided not to go to the museum yesterday because the movie and the Just for Last show I had planned for last night were all within walking distance of the Airbnb, and I timed it out and I walked down to the movie with 20 minutes to spare. I even stopped for a nice raspberry gelato on the way down because I was doing so good for time. Got there and it was the wrong theater completely. It was a theater. I'm not sure where the address came from that was in my my Google Calendar, but that was not the right place to go. So I hopped in an Uber, took it over to the correct place. Was a few minutes late for showtime, but there was still a lineup, so I didn't miss anything. Just got in line and into the theater a few minutes later, and it was good. And then last night had a nice dinner in an Ethiopian restaurant, the Nil Bleu, I think, Blue Nile, and that was very good. I felt underdressed. I was wearing shorts and a Critters T-shirt, but anyway, it was fancy pants. Had my dinner and then headed down to see Nick Thune and Michael Ian Black do a show, which was really funny. Not much else to say about that. And I decided to add another Just for Laughs show since I had some time last night. I went to see Double Threat, Janelle James and Tim Dillon. That was a great show. The first. There was an opener. I don't know what his name is because his name's not on the ticket, but he was funny. Janelle was okay. Tim Dillon was pretty good. And that was last night. And flash forward to this morning. It's about 1:07 p.m. and I should have been on the go by now. I got up, decided to walk way the hell down the street to an espresso bar. I like an Americano. And I gotta say, I've explored various different coffee shops in the neighborhood, but the best one is still the one that I'm looking at right now, which is across the street. I wish I had known better than to be walking blocks upon blocks upon blocks to get coffee that isn't as good as the one that that I can throw a rock at right now. I'm not going to do that, but tomorrow morning I'm just going to walk across the street and bring my coffee back here and get it on the go, because I got to catch my flight tomorrow afternoon. So I've got an open afternoon. I am going to head down to the Museum of Fine Arts and at least see the Picasso exhibit. We'll see what time it is as far as the other stuff that that I'm going to go through. They told me the other day when I was there that just the Picasso part takes like 2 hours. I don't know about that. I'm not one to linger. I'll probably walk through and give everything a good look, but I'm not one for drinking it all in. We'll see. I might be blown away. Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna see the rest of the, thing. I've still gotta figure out, what I'm gonna do tonight at the Wiggle Room. This is, a variety show that I'm doing. It's gonna be my last, show, and I'm hoping that this is, I think there's probably a decent audience in there. It's not a comedy audience. There's also music and burlesque dancers on the same show. I think it might be the best audience that I'll get to see this week, so I want to do well. I had changed my mind as to what I was going to do tonight a few times, tried some stuff at other places, but I think I'm just going to play it safe, and I'm going to do some Bible Camp Girlfriend tonight at the Wiggle Room. I'm going to have to change the ending, though. It probably doesn't matter, but, you know, I got the heads up. Remember, this is a feminist room, and I don't think the main end of that bit would work as well in this context. I've got sort of an idea of a different way that I can end it. Gonna figure that out later. Maybe I'll get some Pablo Picasso inspiration. And hopefully I do well tonight. And then tomorrow morning I gotta get up. Gotta hopefully record the final installment of this, whatever this is. And then pack my bags and be on my way. John Forward signing off. Montreal, day 5. Montreal, day 6. How are you doing? This is John Forward. Last day here, just doing this, and then I gotta start packing up my bags and probably take a shower or something, like people do, and then hop in a plane back to New Brunswick. And I've had a fun week, but I'm gonna be glad to go home. My my back right now is right on the cusp of being thrown out. If I move the wrong way, I'm going to be incapacitated for a week. But I've gotten better at recognizing when that's going to happen. It's there. I'm going to do some back stretches. I guess that's going to be the first thing to do after recording this. Hard to do back stretches while I'm drinking a coffee, though. So we delayed. Yesterday had a pretty good day. It was kind of miserable here. It was raining a lot and I got wet. I think after I left recording here, I headed out to the Fine Arts Museum. I saw the Pablo Picasso exhibit. I didn't read any of the stuff on the wall, so I don't understand the full scope of it, but there was a mixture of Picasso pieces along with different African artists, I believe, and there was some similarities there. I'm not sure exactly the conclusion I was supposed to draw. Maybe he stole from them, they stole from him. Everybody's just common consciousness. Who knows? I didn't read the stuff on the wall. I just walked around and looked at stuff. It was good. I guess it was worth going to. I'm not into that kind of stuff. Like I said, I didn't. If it wasn't full of annoying old people getting like right in there and blocking the way and reading their things and holding their little recorder dealy up to their ears, if I could have just gone in an empty museum and just walked around myself, but still, I'm not really. There was a couple of pieces that you know caught my eye, and I looked at them for a couple of minutes. But for the most part, I'm like, yep, there's one, there's one, there's another one. Moving along, next room. Oh, there's some more. That's my looking at art experience. But anyway, it was fine. Then that was pretty much it. Came back to the Airbnb. Tried to take a bike back, but it started pouring rain immediately, so I parked it after 5 minutes. Never got to use the rest of that half hour on the bike I paid for. I was going to use it last night, but it was miserable out, and I was further away than I thought I was going to be, so I Ubered it. But last night, last show I I performed on at the Voix de Ville show at the Wiggle Room. This is last time I was in Montreal, like 4 years ago. This is the only show that I did. I somehow ended up on it. It's a variety show. It takes place in the Wiggle Room, which is mainly a burlesque bar, as I understand. I popped in there on night one. I probably said on the recording for the tail end of it, but it's a variety show that has some music, some comedy, some semi-nude ladies shaking it. And it's a contest. The winner wins $100 or something, and the top two get to go back next week. I wasn't sure what I was gonna do. I kind of batted things around because I was warned by the guy running it. This is a feminist room. Which is fine, but I just, I've got stuff that's fine for that. Yeah, I'd started out the week doing one bit that I thought might work there, and my original plan was just to do the same thing leading up to the final show, then I'd have it down pat, but I don't know. I did the same set for the first two shows, and then different stuff for the next three while I was here. Still old stuff. I did the old reliable Bible Camp Girlfriend at the show last night and did great with it. This one, maybe I'll throw the actual recording at the end. I listened to this one. It's not as... it could have been better. It's not as... it's better than the other one that I recorded on Saturday night. Let's just say that. Did pretty well. Don't think I won the $100. I had to leave early. I haven't heard yet. I assume if I had won, then, there'd be, like, a giant check being delivered to the Airbnb this morning, but that has not been the case. Just somebody posting to the group chat that they left their pink shoes in the green room. But, yeah, I did well, and it was probably the best show and the best audience of the week. Which is interesting because it's not really a comedy audience. They enjoy it. The host is a comedian. Danny D is his name. And there's comedy every week, but they just seem really on board for whatever. It's hard to compete with semi-naked ladies, but I had a pretty good response. And it just... maybe think, like, what, maybe, in addition to No Jokes Barred, which serves a purpose in St. John, I like to have that, it's a good safe space for comedians, but, I'm also starting to just, like, you know, I kind of see the way that the tide's going, and, I think it would be, interesting to try to have, like, kind of an alt room or scene going back home in New Brunswick, and I know a lot of the comedians are, you know, they don't like that. This would probably by necessity have to be a Some Jokes Barred type show, but I don't know. I've been trying to do O'Leary's as a regular old stand-up room, and I think I've been putting on some pretty good shows, but people have not been coming out, and There's a couple of you know, like the cafe, the Cider House, that show that Mary Green puts on in Fredericton, I guess would be considered kind of an alt type room. There isn't really that in St. John, and I'm wondering if I can pull that off. There isn't a whole lot of people that I can think of that fit in that particular box. Like, I can adapt. I wouldn't be able to do all of my material, but, you know, I usually do pretty good for that type of audience, and I don't know, maybe I should just embrace it, if that's the way things are going, and everybody's all butthurt about Hannah Gadsby, and no quitting comedy, and yeah, stand-up has its limitations. If it doesn't work for what you're doing, then just don't do it. That's fine. But I like both. But I would agree that, especially storytelling, the part where in Nanette, she talked about how you have to end on, like, the punchline, and it truncates the story and that kind of thing. I've struggled with that. I tell stories, and the ending, sometimes they have to kind of fudge it so that I can end on a funny line. You can't really... there isn't a good way to do a natural ending to it. It doesn't mean it's impossible. It's just hard. And I didn't want to quit comedy, but I did a little side project and did my Honey Garlic one-man show last year. And specifically to at least take a break from the limitations in the stand-up comedy form. There was a lot of overlap, but I actually have been listening back to Honey Garlic this week. My original plan was to edit like pieces from every show into one beautiful whole. But I'm lazy, so I'm probably just going to take the best one. I don't know what I want to do with it. I might just put it out as the podcast. It's not professionally recorded. I shouldn't be trying to sell it. And, I don't know. It feels, I don't know. I want to put it out there. I'm proud of it. It's not, not high laughs per minute for a comedy special, but, it's a pretty good one-man show. But anyway, maybe in St. John, maybe start up a little alti room. Maybe that's what O'Leary should be. Maybe that would get some new people out. Again, some of the other comedians might argue that it would be the wrong people. And that, as soon as you start offering people something that isn't punching them in the face, they're going to expect that from comedy all the time. Well, maybe. But I don't know. I think I can play both sides until I don't know. Maybe they'll find out something that I said at the other place, and then they'll turn on me. But who knows? That's a cynical way of thinking. Maybe it's just an untapped market that I don't know. They everybody seems pretty supportive. That was at the show last night and. In other similar situations I've been in. And maybe I should just lean into it, you know. The old school guys like Norm Macdonald and Jerry Seinfeld have spit some words about this awful new trend in stand-up comedy, this confessional story-based thing, which is what I do. And not that I was ever seeking out a particular trend. If anything, I pioneered it. And that's why it's such a resurgence. The word has gotten out that John Forward talks about himself a lot, and everybody else wants in on the game. But that's something I'm thinking about. Now, to switch gears, the reason why I had to... I had to leave the wiggle room early, and I didn't get to be a part of the curtain call at the end, but I had a ticket to see Big J Okerson down the road at the Cafe Cleopatra, which is also a strip club, or at least used to be a strip club or something. It was a cool venue. I forget the name of the opening guy. He was okay, but Big J Okerson just blew me away. First John Forward laugh out louds all week here in Montreal. Like I've seen other, I enjoyed the other shows that I went to, but this is the first one that that made me genuinely laugh. He did a little bit of crowd work, but it wasn't the What's Your Fucking Deal TV show all crowd work thing. That was a separate show that I'm sadly not going to get to attend, but he did a fair amount of crowd work and it was really good and told some stories. A great show. Like, I never really got super into to Big J Okerson. RF told me about him a while ago and I've listened to some stuff, but I don't know. He's I think like, I always say that Doug Stanhope is my favorite, but as much as I'm not, like, a Big J. Okerson super fan, I feel like that's sort of where I'd like to be as a comedian. Like, the mix of stories and crowd work and just being a piece of shit. I don't know. I like that. And that was supposed to be on Tuesday, but it got moved to Wednesday. Who cares? Why am I saying that? But... And since it was at the same venue when I was right there, Ari Shaffir was putting on essentially a, what's it called? This Is Not Happening, only it was called this show had to be retitled or something because he has been replaced on the TV show version of that. But a storytelling show, Ari Shaffir hosted it. Then there was a bunch of people that came on and told stories, and it was a really, it wasn't quite as good as the Big J. Okerson show, and it ran a half hour longer than I thought that it would, but it was pretty great. Ari did a great story. I like him. Some other comic that I don't remember what her name was. I'd never heard of her before, but she was pretty good. Tim Dillon, who I saw on Tuesday night, came up and told a story that he told on Tuesday, which was a significant chunk of his show on Tuesday. If I'd have known that, I probably would have gotten my Tim Dillon fill on last night. But he told the story. I could see just a day in between the story had been tightened up a little bit, and he was more into it because there was a bigger audience than when I saw him on Tuesday night. But that was fun. Miss Pat was another highlight of the week. That was just front to back. This is a different story than the one that she has on the previous episode, but if you look up on Miss Pat, This Is Not Happening up on YouTube, you'll get a feel for what that's all about. Just, I'm not even going to do justice, but just a great story. I'm still looking forward to reading her book that I got for Christmas. Haven't read it yet, though. That'll probably jump up the next on the list. Who else? There was some other dude that I didn't know his name. He was okay. And then Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live closed it out, and he was pretty good. Yeah, I got back late, and I guess it's time to say goodbye to Montreal and do my back stretches, get on that plane, do a slow motion running embrace with my dear wife May. I don't know what this is going to be, but if you're listening to it, you know where it came from. John Forward, signing off.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next performer is in town from being out of town. He comes to us all the way from the exotic land of St. John, New Brunswick. For Americans who may not be familiar with St. John, New Brunswick, it's okay, either are we. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go absolutely wild for the hilarious John Forward!
I'm not sure if I can maintain that level of energy, you guys. Sorry about that. Here for a treat, though. I was named St. John, New Brunswick's number two stand-up comedian by johnforward.com. Everybody else calls me the Buckley's cough syrup of the comedy scene back there. Not funny, but it works. So, thank you. I'm on vacation here in Montreal, having a good time. Anybody else on vacation? Everybody, screw work, yeah. Well, to be honest, it wasn't my first choice. Turns out that most summer camps aren't too keen on 35-year-old male campers. I've got a reputation as a notorious canoe tipper. Probably tell, but I've been in my. This is my last night in Montreal. I haven't seen a canoe. I haven't ridden any horses. I haven't shot any arrows. Haven't even sung any camp songs. Aww. This is a variety show, though. Will you guys let me sing a little bit?
Yeah.
I'll give you a little taste of my favorite camp song. It's called the Crayon Song. Red is the color of the blood that Jesus shed. Brown is for the crown of thorns they placed upon his head. Everybody! Blue is for royalty that in him didn't dwell.
And yellow's for the Christian who's afraid to tell. You guys dropped the bomb on that sing-along. I don't know about you, but I haven't met many Christians that are afraid to tell you about it. I met my first girlfriend when I was a counselor at Bible camp back in the day, and got together with her in probably the creepiest way possible. This is my move. We had like two church services every day, and I used to just leer at all of the girls. Just scan the crowd until I found one that would stare back at me. Do you have any interesting sexual fetishes, ma'am?
Not calling me ma'am.
I'm sorry, not being called ma'am. Personally, I get off on tangents. But, my girl Jill and I, we got into a lot of trouble that summer at camp. We got caught fooling around one day. We were holding hands. Bare hands. I know. Mr. Gray, the camp director, he called me into his office and just losing his goddamn mind. I was just holding her hand, but he was acting like he caught me elbow deep. With a camper's severed arm. It was a violation of the Hampton Bible Camp 6-inch rule that they had between the boys and the girls. An easy joke to make would be that still leaves an extra few inches for fucking. No loopholes, though. They measure from the tip. It's more like a 16-inch rule for me. I'm sorry. We'll pretend I have a small penis, but that makes you more comfortable. I don't want to be aggressive. But that wasn't in the cards anyway. Jill was a nice Christian girl. She grew up on a farm in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. No applause for that. Home of Anne Murray. But Jill had some of her own rules. One of which was she wanted her first kiss to happen on her wedding day. Which is a bummer for a 17-year-old boy. But you know, I'll take what I can get. It didn't stop us from having a satisfying physical relationship. She worked in the canteen, so every day I'd go down there on my break, and we'd hire some kid, we'd bribe him with some chips or chocolate bar or something to keep guard while we made out furiously, which is not easy to do when you're not allowed to kiss somebody on the mouth. I got by. I'd kiss her everywhere else except the mouth, just on her forehead and her cheeks, neck, nose, elbows, knees, and toes. Whatever I could get my lips on. It was sinfully sweet. But it couldn't last forever. But a couple of months pass. We're at the last day of camp, and we're both pretty upset. No more daily tuck shop forehead kisses. Jill's crying a little bit, and I'm like, oh, it just broke my heart. Fuck a 6-inch rule. I'm going to give my girl Jill a hug. Just give her a hug. Nothing salacious about it. But then right on cue, Mr. Gray comes storming out of the bushes. 6-inch ruler in hand. Dragged me off in among the cabins for a lecture about the carnal path that I was on. Hugs straight to hell. We all know the story. Sang a quick song. O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience is the very best way to show that we believe. You guys know that one? This doesn't seem like an obedient place. Unless there's whips and chains and horns. But turns out that Mr. Bray was right, you guys. We kept it going long distance after that. We'd spend about a weekend, a month together. But without Mr. Gray's strong morals and watchful eye, things just spiraled out of control. I mean, it's going to get a little spicy, you guys. I hope you're okay with that. One day we're on my dad's couch, and I'm just going to town on her right cheek. Just smooching it all over. And you know, I was off the leash a little bit, so the devil started whispering naughty ideas in my ear. When I go to switch over to the other side, ladies like variety, I just let my lips just kind of graze across hers on the way over to the other side, and then I kept smooching. Anybody on a date with somebody who doesn't want to be kissed on the mouth? It's a good move. I don't know if that's appropriate in 2018. She eventually gave me the enthusiastic consent I required to move on, but still she's just like, "Oh, John, just kiss me. Kiss me right on my mouth." "Are you sure, baby? I don't want to pressure you. We've only been together for 5 months now." She was sure, so I just kissed her. Just kissed her right on her filthy fucking mouth. Pants are getting a little tight, you guys. And, oh man. And that's, kissing's the gateway, you guys. We moved on to the hard shit after that. I fingered her one time. It wasn't very effective. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't understand the mechanics of the vagina or the vulva, I guess. I didn't know that it was supposed to be wet. I just, like, recoiled in terror. I thought she was having her period or something. Which, like, now, I just check the dipstick. Get back in there. It's fine. But, yeah, she went down on me once, too, about equivalent effectiveness. It was about this deep and lasted for about 2 seconds. And, you know, we didn't stay together too much longer after that. These things just fall apart. And, you know, I feel bad for, you know, starting her down that road. I lost touch with her, but last I found out, she was in, like, the deep, seedy underbelly of, like, the illegal kissing booth scene. Which has made the job even more dangerous since they passed those laws, you know, limiting how kiss workers can advertise themselves. You know, she got the mumps like 9 times and 4 or 5 lipstick tubes a day, you guys. She was warned. Hugs to hell. He was right. I'm John Forward.
Who here went to Bible Camp? Anyone else go to Bible Camp? Yeah. I went to Bible Camp.